New insight into the iron retention strategies of colorectal cancer cells. Mega Doctor News, by Michigan Medicine, University of Michigan. Newswise, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Researchers from the University of Michigan Health Robel Cancer Center have discovered a key metabolic pathway that allows colorectal cancer cells to accumulate large quantities of iron. Blocking that pathway reduced iron levels and caused the cancer cells to die. Scientists know that colorectal cancer cells require large amounts of iron and that as cancer becomes more aggressive, the cells have even higher amounts of iron. Normal cells with high levels of iron would undergo a type of iron-related cell death called ferroptosis. But in cancer cells, the iron continues to accumulate well beyond normal levels without succumbing to expected cell death processes. In this new study, published in Cell Metabolism, researchers started by looking at the known pathways involved in ferroptosis, assuming something in this process was awry. But knocking out these typical ferritotic enzymes had no impact on tumor growth. So they dug deeper into mitochondrial metabolism. Researchers conducted a metabolism-focused CRISPR screen, which revealed that cellular heme, an iron-containing molecule, was protecting tumor cells against iron toxicity. By investigating heme, they discovered a specific mitochondrial complex, complex 2, was buffering iron-induced cell death by regulating coenzyme Q. Complex 2 in colon cancer was absolutely critical for buffering iron toxicity. When we knocked complex 2 out in cell lines or mouse models, the requirement for iron turns very toxic because they have no way to buffer it, and so those cancer cells start to die, said senior study author Yatrik Shah, Ph.D., Horace W. Davenport Collegiate Professor of Physiology at Michigan Medicine. Cancer cells carry extremely large amounts of iron compared to normal cells, so researchers suspect that knocking out this iron buffer will not affect normal cells. They observed few side effects when knocking out complex 2 in mouse models. This could make complex 2 a promising target against colorectal cancer. In addition to complex 2 buffering iron toxicity, researchers also saw that iron itself was regulating complex 2. This is a potential additional area of study that could imply multiple ways to break the cycle. There is already research focused on inhibiting mitochondrial reactions like this. The next steps for the Robel team will be assessing whether an inhibitor can apply to colorectal cancer. Also, since many cancer types are similarly addicted to iron, further studies will look at whether the same or similar mechanisms are occurring in other cancers. Additional authors: Chesta Jain, Mukhi Esani, Roshan Kumar, Nupur K. Das, Rashi Singhal, Nicholas J. Rossiter, Brandon Chen, Wesley Huang, Jung Hong Lee, Sumit Solanki, Yuzong Zhang, Peter Sajikulnukit, Li Zhang, Prathana J. Dalal, David A. Hanna, Christina Castillo Apaza, Harrison S. Greenbaum, Shannon E. McCollum, Elena M. Stoffel, Joel K. Greenson, L. James Mar III, Kostas A. Lisiotis, Ruma Banerjee. Funding for this work is from National Institutes of Health Grants R01, SA148828, R35GM 130183, R37CA 237421, R01CA 248160, R01CA 244931, P30CAO 46592, T32GM 150581, F99CA 28425601, T32CA 009357, 1F31DK 143736-01, Rackham Babber Fellowship, Crohn's and Colitis Foundation Research Fellow Award, 623914, University of Michigan Pioneers Fellowship, the Paradifference Foundation. Disclosure: None. Paper cited: Iron-addicted colorectal cancers exploit heme complex 2 axis to resist oxidative cell death, cell metabolism. doi 10.1016/j.cmed.2026.04.020. Resources: University of Michigan Robel Cancer Center, www.robelcancercenter.org. Michigan Medicine Cancer Answer Line, 800-865-1125.